where did Jesus go after he died on the cross and was buried? Now, this is the one time I will ask for a show of hands. How many of you grew up in a church where you ever said the Apostles' Creed? Anybody? Okay, that's what I thought. Suzanne said they said it every single week in the Lutheran church before they went to the Christian church. So the answer to that question, if we were to read the Apostles' Creed, is what? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried, and he descended into hell. So the answer to that is, where was Jesus? In hell. Is that what Jesus said to the thief on the cross? Today you will be with me in hell? Okay, so for just a few minutes, you may now see why we don't always say the Apostles' Creed here at Prestonwood Baptist Church. How did this happen? Turns out that there are two Greek words. I'm going to give you just a little bit of Greek here. This is kind of Dallas Seminary Greek 101. Okay, one is the word for hell, Gehenna, or Gehenna sometimes, but Gehenna is usually how it's pronounced. And that is certainly used in the scriptures as the lake of fire, the eternal fire. It was made ultimately for the devil and his demons. We read about that in Matthew 25. And, of course, there's a case that there will be after the last judgment. We'll read that in Revelation 19. So that's the word for hell. There's another Greek word that was called Hades, or which we get our word Hades, and that was simply the idea of where did individuals go before the ascension of Jesus. You might, if you want to look it up, and we're going to come back to this in just a minute, Jesus talks about the rich man and Lazarus. Do you remember that story? Where did he go? It went to Abraham's bosom, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. It went to Hades, but it's the idea that they go to a abode of the dead. Okay, but now they don't go there anymore because all believers immediately go into the presence of the Lord. Okay, so the word hell and Hades are different words. Now, the earliest form of the Apostles' Creed from AD 114, did not have the phrase he descended into hell. Matter of fact, it doesn't even appear in the Nicene Creed, which some of you might have said. That's in from AD 321. But it appeared in a later Latin version of the Apostles' Creed, descended in inferno, which means that Jesus descended into Hades. In other words, to get those believers to take them to heaven. But by the time we get to the Middle Ages, the word hell and Hades had become confused, and thus we have that Jesus went to hell. Does anybody really believe that? Okay, so let's think that through. There are some verses that are sometimes used because you may have other believing friends who will teach you that. And in a minute, I'm going to talk about some televangelists that have actually been teaching heresy about that. So where did they come up with this idea? And one of those verses, and again, you can put these down in your notes if you want, but this is, again, will be, I don't know if Parker's put the PDF up there, but he will. It'll be up there so that you can read later. And that is in Ephesians 4, verses 7 to 10. And here, as Paul is writing to the church in Ephesus, he says, but grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and gave gifts to men. So there are some believers that have said, well, he led some of the captives out of hell. And, you know, it's possible that Jesus did something like that, but there's no evidence for it. I think they simply then go into the presence of the Lord. But some Christians have taught that Jesus went to hell to release the captives, that they were held captive in hell. Again, that's not what the scriptures say. They talk about Hades. And if anything, Jesus teaches in Luke 16 that Old Testament believers were in Abraham's bosom. And the idea of that is that because Christ had not yet paid the penalty for their sin, they could not go directly into the presence of the Lord. What happens to a sinful person in the presence of the Lord? Well, they look like those people that melted in Raiders of the Lost Ark, okay? That's what they look like. Because God cannot allow sin in his presence. Do you see that? So obviously that's one argument that is being made. But after the death of Christ and his payment for the penalty, and now we're clothed in his righteousness, righteousness, the barrier was removed, and he took them out of hell into heaven. So that's one of the teachings. I'm not sure you can get all of that from that one verse, but that's at least what some believers actually teach. The passage, I think, of in Ephesians only refers to his descent into earth. That is, when we think about this, God in the person of Jesus Christ, God sent his Son to earth, and he comes from heaven to earth. He descended, that's the incarnation, and then even his descent, and he was buried. You know, God all of a sudden takes on human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, and this is his descent. And if anything, the captives are those who Christ defeated at the cross, namely Satan and his demons. So I don't think that this teaches that Jesus went to hell, but I do know that some believers try to argue for that. Then you have another verse that sometimes is used, and that's 1 Peter, where it says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but also made alive in the Spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey, when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water." First of all, I would not want to build a theological doctrine on this verse, as confusing as it is. But again, we've had some people believe that that teaches that Jesus went to hell to preach the gospel to those in hell. Does that work? Again, I'll give you the Greek word. It's probably more Greek words than you ever wanted to hear. But the Greek word there actually means to proclaim. It is different from the word for evangelism, from which we get our word evangelism. So even if you believe that Jesus went to Hades, he didn't go there to preach the gospel. He maybe went there to proclaim the truth of the gospel, but I don't think that that teaches that as well. But those are the kind of teachings out there. Now, if you have somebody that believes that Jesus went to rescue those, you know, that's a secondary issue. And we heard today from in the men's presentation that sometimes Unity of Christ will leave secondary decisions off there. I'm not going to pick a fight with that. I don't think that that's what those verses teach. But if you want to believe that, that's fine. What isn't fine is this. There are TV preachers that talk about a weekend in hell. And when I talk about a weekend in hell, I'm not talking about this one that you found on Expedia and you went into a motel that should be called a Roach Motel. Okay, that's, we've all had a weekend in hell, but that's not what they're talking about here. I had to get somebody to laugh on that one. But they are teaching that Jesus spent a weekend in hell. And they teach that Jesus had to suffer in hell for 3 days to finish the atonement. That's heretical, okay? I'm crossing a line there because that violates your biblical view of who Jesus Christ is, your Christology. It violates your biblical view of soteriology, your biblical view of salvation. That is not possible to believe that at all. So even though there are places where Christians might disagree about whether or not Jesus went to hell to rescue the captives or not, you can for sure say this is one. And I know when you asked the question, you didn't want this, but I wanted to at least alert you to the fact that we have, even sometimes on Christian television, things that are taught that are frankly heretical. So they teach that, first of all, Jesus had to spend a weekend in hell to actually finish the atonement. And they also teach that because of that, he had to get the keys to death, hell, and the grave because Satan had the keys. Is there anywhere in Scripture where it says Satan has the keys? The only time I hear about keys is Peter has the keys, okay? But that's a different kind of thing. So there's no scriptures that even suggest that Satan ever had the keys to anything. Satan is a defeated foe. And Jesus, when he said on the cross, what? It is finished, right? It was finished. So again, we can disagree with this idea. So again, back to our key question. Thief on the cross says, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Where did Jesus go? He went back to the Father.